Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Steve Feldman, Executive Director of Zionist of America, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. The biggest takeaway from all this, particularly in the aftermath of it, how the media is running with the story of Hanukkah and the machete-wielding attacker.
Well, first of all, Don, thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to you and your audience. It's interesting that suddenly the media seems to have sensitivities for the Jewish community when it's been largely, I hate to generalize, but most of the mainstream media has been bashing the Jewish community vis-a-vis Israel for decades, and getting worse and getting worse and getting worse. And meanwhile, ignoring some of the worst inciters of Jew hatred in the country. Louis Farrakhan comes to mind, Al Sharpton, I could go on. But now when something horrible happens, they're covering it properly, if you will. But yet they I believe, are one of the causes for what's been going on, this wave of violent Jew hatred.
Yes, and progressives like de Blasio and Cuomo and these others. And even now, even Jake Tapper yesterday, Steve, and we played this cut for listeners, asked the head of the ADL, well, if this had been a white supremacist, we think you'd be calling for a lot more action than you're calling for now. The media.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. The media is tired of this story because it doesn't fit the narratives they want. They don't want to face up to what you said, Farrakhan. They don't want to face up to Sharpton. But right here in Philadelphia, Steve, Rodney Mohammed, I make this point, and people, you know, when I do other things on TV and all, always try to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Rodney Mohammed is here. He's the head of the NAACP, still a Louis Farrakhan guy. He's sitting in judgment who will be the next police commissioner. How can a Louis Farrakhan guy sit in judgment of anything?
Well, every year, Louis Farrakhan and Nation of Islam have this big Savior's Day. And last year, Rodney Mohammed was there. There's pictures of him there, boasting that he was there on social media, sitting with this Jew hater who said the most vile things. And, you know, somebody who is with a group that's a civil rights group, which the NAACP is, and has a long, proud, good history of that. They have somebody as their head now who is proud to be with a hater. It just doesn't make any sense. And I don't know why any of these groups, these outside groups, have a say in who's going to be the police commissioner. That's beyond me. It seems like something that the mayor and his advisors should be thinking about, not outside groups, and certainly not groups that are involved, or at least have leaders.
Right.
That are involved with promoting hatred.
Well, exactly. Steve, for listeners, too, I think we first started to meet over the air many years ago when you cataloged something that I didn't believe until I saw it myself, and it's still ongoing, and that is the so-called Black Israelites who surfaced in Jersey City following that sort of stuff. And where did they go immediately after the initial attack when they targeted a cop? They targeted a kosher market. They knew exactly where they were going. They came in firing, and they killed one person who was there, young guy who was Jewish, but the other two, I think, were Latino. And again, that's dismissed as just a fringe group. Now they're wild, they're out of control, but why is it that a city of Philadelphia and others will allow them? We hear all this stuff about hate speech. They say some of the most hateful, directly threatening violence things imaginable, and they even say it to people that may or may not be gay. That wouldn't go on in Philadelphia if anybody else did that.
Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, it was two, not that it really matters, but it was two Jews and one Latino who were murdered in Jersey City. But what happens, I think, is that, you know, government officials take the path of least resistance on certain things. And this is one of them that they've let fester. And again, if you have all this unchecked hate out there, hate speech, you don't know who's going to be influenced that, you know, who's going to be set off by that. Some people are, I think, ticking time bombs, and they hear this or see this or read it, whether it's a video or hear them on the street, and not just them, others. And whether it's a white supremacist who hears a hater or a hater from another group, you know, black or whoever, Something's going to set them off, perhaps. And so these, you know, we have a First Amendment, obviously, and that has to be cherished and protected. But there comes a time when you can see that some of this speech is inciting violence, is inciting hatred. And what do mayors and city officials throughout the country do about that? It's a hard question, but clearly something is influencing people to, in this case, attack Jews. There was a gay man beaten up over a dollar in New York also during the past week, I believe, and died. So there are people being attacked, and it's a revolving door, especially in New York, where they don't hold some of these criminals on bail. They just let them out on their own recognizance, which is outrageous. And it's a problem. It's a real problem. But there is a conflict between the First Amendment and speech that incites hatred and violence, yes.
Well, the New York Post, Stephen, for listeners, accused assailant, a female, African-American female, Crown Heights, where a lot of this is going on, who cursed at and punched three Orthodox women.
Then she was let right out.
She was hauled in handcuffs and then just let out, even though no bail was set. Now, I saw another report today that she has now been charged with another assault, even after she got
out. Exactly.
So
she got out and committed another crime, and
yes,
then she'll be out again.
Yeah. So this is now, here's the difficult. I'm not sure if ZOA or you speaking personally. I think personally that every religious area, sad to say, has to have security there. I think armed security, and particularly, you know, I understand this is a small place. These people for Hanukkah probably thought not in a million years. We're off the beaten track. Is a maniac with a machete going to show up there? But I don't see any dissonance between a place of worship and protecting the flock by having people there that can stop people from killing the flock.
I would agree with you. Situational awareness is really important, and we all do have to be security conscious. Look what happened in a church in Texas yesterday, and thank God there were congregants of that church or security guards. I'm not sure which they were.
They were congregants, yeah.
But they stopped it rather quickly, thank God. We have to be thinking about that. There is, in some areas of the Jewish community, a hesitation to think about security, to use firearms, to be trained. And I think that's changing. And I think the Jewish community in America has been forced to change because of the circumstances. And hopefully people will not overlook security and be cognizant of this. I know where I go to the synagogue, usually there's security there. There has to be today. So it's expensive. It's inconvenient. But it's a sign of the times, unfortunately. And for Jews who've been to Europe to try to go to synagogues there, and synagogues are behind walls, and of course there's security guards. And Israel, of course, you can't even go into a shopping mall or anything without getting checked and screened, or to any kind of like social event. There's security, so it's happening. But again, I come back to my first point that the media and certain political figures, or whatever you want to call them, have inflamed this hatred to the point where it's now a boiling cauldron, and people are acting out sort of naturally because of the hate that they're seeing expressed, and what the Jewish community is being accused of, these false accusations of terrible things. So and then you've got people looking for scapegoats and blaming Israel or blaming the Jews. So all of these things feed into a problem, and it's up to law enforcement to tighten who gets let out of jail, and leaders within these communities where crimes are being committed have to speak out and condemn it. And the media needs to take a long look at itself. They're happy to cover catastrophes after they happen, but they're like laying down the fuse wire to make them happen.
Absolutely. Well, I'm waiting. I'm looking at the Twitter of Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan and Rodney Mohammed. Not so busy today, Steve, on this. Haven't seen a whole lot.
It's not just from that community. It happens to be happening that way now. And again, I don't want to generalize.
No, no, look, look, I don't want to say that either. We know about all kinds of people of all kinds of race, creeds, and all that. But I would say when you look at one of the premier, if not the leader, Al Sharpton, mainstream figure now, and his troubled history with all this in Crown Heights.
He touched off pogroms in Crown Heights, and then Jews died
over
his rhetoric. Sure,
yes.
Nothing ever happened to him.
No, I mean, this is the history of it. So when Cuomo and de Blasio and these others, editor's note, disgrace to Italians, but I'll move on, Steve, are out there talking about wild stuff that needs to be done, how about just...
I don't believe a word they say,
no.
Because it's actions. It's not the words now. The words are soothing. They need to say them. We need to hear them. But I don't believe there's any substance behind what they're saying.
No,
because they wouldn't have let it. They wouldn't have let it get to this point.
Absolutely. Hey, Steve, thank you.
It was apparent that this was going to happen. This is not
right.
It's not a shock. It shouldn't be a shock. You could see it coming.
Hey, Steve, Happy New Year. Again, where do people
Happy
find?
New Year. Thanks so much.
Where do people find Zionists of America? Where do they go?
Thank you. So they can go to our national site, which is ZOA.org, or our local site, which is Philly, Philly, ZOA.org. Thanks. Have a happy, healthy New Year, you and your listeners.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.